It may surprise you to hear that it doesn't hurt our feelings when we're told Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville are old-fashioned names. In fact, we kind of like it. Old-fashioned is caring, kindness, honesty, truly valuable these days, as are unique solutions. So in the year ahead, we're investing in the best user-friendly technology in banking while keeping our old-fashioned values intact. We're excited about 2021 at the Home of Me Banking, member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
It will be Russell's ball to start this second half as they'll be moving right to left now. And they leave Mountain Home 30-24. Caleb Carter will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. Gets into Donnie May. We're back underway. May dribbling up at the top. Goes over to Carter on the left side. Hill gives it there to Sims. Down to Allen in the corner. He's met by a double team. He dribbles out of it. Oh, he dribbles on the baseline. That is going to be an unforced turnover against Russellville. Their sixth turnover of the night as we are 13 seconds into the second half. Bombers get the ball back trailing by six. Inbound pass goes to McGee into the front court to Gilbert. And his pass is stolen by Carter. Back quickly comes Russellville going into the lane. Donnie May for another one. He now has 17 points. Back comes Mountain Home as they trail by eight now. Here's Tabor with it. Up top it goes to Gilbert. 32-24 our score. Over to McGee on the right side. Down to Ellison near the corner. He drills out to the wing and a foul away from the ball. 7:18 left to play in the third quarter. They're going to get Savion Brock, his third personal foul. That's the first team foul against Russellville here in the second half. It will be Ellison inbounding the ball on the baseline. Gets into Gilbert in the left corner. And he's going to, a late offensive foul call. I don't know why you think it might have been a right call, but I don't know why he was waiting to call it so late. That is why Gilbert's third personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half, and that is Mountain Home's eighth turnover of the night. Cyclones with the ball leading by eight. Ball goes over to Allen on the left wing. He finds Carter by himself for the easy layup. Good. Caleb Carter's first 2 points, and it's a 10-point lead all of a sudden for Russellville. Less than 7 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Ellison, it gets into the front court to McGee. 34-24 our score. Ball goes to Proctor in the corner. He's met by a double team. Kicks out to Tabor. Now finds Ellison in the lane by himself for the layup. Good. That's the chance you take when you double team. You're going to leave somebody open, and that's exactly what happened. Ellison was wide open underneath the basket. He now has 8 points. 34-26, our score here is Allen with it. He's going to drill into the lane, going in for the layup, and he gets it. Trey Allen with 7 points, 36-26, back to a 10-point margin. Here's Ellison with it, 6:22 left to play in the third quarter. Ellison gets it across the timeline, throws over to Gilbert on the left. Now near the top to McGee, to Tabor at the free throw line, over to Proctor in the right corner. He's going to dribble to the wing, going to pull up for the jumper, and he gets it. Luke Proctor with 8 points, 36-28. Here is Carter back the other way. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the right side. No good. Rebound comes to Mountain Home. Gilbert finds Proctor back the other way for the layup. Good. Luke Proctor off the assist from Wyatt Gilbert. He now has 10 points. Carter back the other way. Kicks it out to May. Now top to Allen. Allen dribbles to the elbow. Now picks up his drill. Gives it to May near the top. May's going to drill into the lane. Now kicks out to Allen on the right side. His three-pointer is up. No good. Rebound's knocked out by Russellville, I think. No, they're going to call a foul on Russellville with 5:36 left to play in the third. That is Trey Allen's third personal foul, team second against the Cyclones. 36-30, Russellville up. McGee with the ball. Gets it to Ellison. Down to the front court to Proctor. Proctor's going to drill down to lane. Finds Tabor in the paint for the layup. Will not go. And Carter gets the rebound. Back comes Russellville. Here's Sims with it. Throws it to May on the right side. He's going to take the screen, dribble to the free throw line. His pass is knocked away. Oh, a kickball. I think it was the right call. It will be Russellville's basketball with 5:14 left to play in the third quarter. A kickball against Mountain Home. Savion Brock checking out of the game as he'll be replaced by Hayes Vines. May will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets it to Sims on the right side. Now to May in the corner. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Will not go. Gilbert gets the rebound. Back come the Bombers. Pass was knocked away, but Proctor's able to get in the front court and keep the possession. Now he turns it over on the travel call. That is Mount Holmes' ninth turnover of the night, and the Bombers are going to call timeout. So we'll break with 5:03. Let's play in the third. It is Russellville up on Mountain Home, 36-30. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Arkansans appreciate community. We work and raise families, care for our neighbors, and come together in good times and bad. At First Security, that local strength is what we love best about our home state. There's commitment here and heart and hope. That's Arkansas. Thanks to everyone who is standing together, learning from one another, and making Arkansas a place we all love to call home. We're proud to be your community bank. First Security, bank better. Member FDIC.
Well, Mountain Home takes a timeout with 5:03. Let's play in the third quarter as they trail Russellville 36-30. Sims will walk the ball into the front court for the Cyclones. Sims drills toward the right side, gives it up top to Allen. Throws it over to Sims in the right corner. He's going to look for a three-pointer, and he gets it. Grayson Sims with 9 points. 39-30, Russellville up, and now looks like a water bottle. They had to stop play. A water bottle came out on the floor, so that was a little inadvertent there. Wyatt Gilbert will inbound to Reed Ellison. Now to Jake McGee into the front court. 4:40 left to play in the third. McGee gives it Gilbert up the top. Over to Proctor on the right side. Now Ellison has it there on the wing. Gives it up top to Tabor. Back over to Ellison. Down the low block to Proctor. Proctor is fouled from behind. Or are they going to call that on the... No, they aren't going to call a foul on Russellville. I thought the official was pointing like he was saying the ball hit the baseline, but that's not the case. That foul's on Trey Allen. That's his fourth foul. He'll come out of the game. And that's the third team foul against Russellville here in the second half. Proctor takes the inbound pass, puts up the jumper in the paint. Good. Luke Proctor with 12 points, 39-32. Back quickly come the Cyclones. Ball's up top with May. May drills to the elbow. Now kicks over to Sims on the left wing. Sims going to give it to Vines. Now up top to Carter. Over on the right side to May. May going to drill down into the lane. Going to blow by his defender for the layup. Good. 19 points for Donye May. 41-32. Russellville up. 3:55 left to play in the third. Gilbert across the timeline. About to be met by a double team. Throws over to McGee on the right side. Now to Tabor. Tabor dribbles to the right elbow, goes into the lane. Now kicks out to McGee on the right wing. McGee gives it up to Tabor up the top. Back over to McGee on the right, down the corner to Proctor. Proctor drills to the wing, throws up top to Tabor. Throws over to McGee on the left side. Now top to Ellison. Over to Proctor on the right. Finds Gilbert cutting into the lane for the reverse layup. No good. The rebound goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Carter, and Mount Home will keep possession with 3:13 left to play in the third. 41-32, Cyclones up. Ellison will inbound the ball underneath the basket. Gets in to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert dribbles to the corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good! Boy, Gilbert now in double figures with 11 points. 41-34. Russellville up with 3 minutes left of the third. Here's May back the other way. Dribbles to the right side. Gives it there to Sims. Up top now goes, ball goes around. Rotating the ball goes to Brock. Now back out to May. He's going to drill into the lane, and the foul's going to be called well before the shot attempt. With 2:46 left to play in the third. Wyatt Gilbert's just picked up his fourth personal foul. That's the second team foul against the Bombers here in the second half. So Gilbert's going to come out of the game as he'll be replaced by Mason Walker. 41-34, Cyclones with the ball in the lead. Sims will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets up top to Vines. His pass to May, he couldn't handle it. And Walker almost had it, but it goes back right to the hands of May, and he goes in for the layup. Boy, Donnie May was fortunate there. The ball goes to McGee into the front court. Now to Vines, and he's going to be fouled. They're going to get Savion Brock with his fourth foul. Team foul number four against Russellville. So Brock's going to check right back out of the game as he'll be replaced by Brett Wilbers. 43-34, Russellville up with 2:29 left to play in the third quarter. Here is Ellison inbounding it to McGee in the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline. Now gives it to Ellison on the wing. Ellison dribbles to the elbow. Kicks out to McGee in the right corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And rebound is chased down by McGee. Mountain Home will keep possession of it. Here's Proctor with it on the left side. Now gives it to McGee. Back to Proctor. Proctor dribbles to the elbow, has the ball knocked away from him, and Wilbur saves into the hands of May. A steal by Russellville. May has the ball knocked away from him, and the Cyclones turn right back over. Here is Proctor with it on the left side. Less than 2 minutes left to play in the third. Proctor finds Tabor on the just outside the paint. Now kicks to McGee on the right side. McGee is going to dribble towards the lane for the layup. Good. And now a timeout is quickly going to be called by Mountain Home as Jake McGee gets his first basket of the night. We'll break with 1:45 left to play in the third quarter. It is Russellville leading Mountain Home 43-36. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey Bomber fans, it's Mike Quillard from Arvest Bank, and this cheer is a shout out to all of our Bombers rising to the challenge of each new day this year. From students to teachers, school administration to parents, we are proud of your resilience, determination, and commitment to excellence in education. An ancient philosopher once shared that education breeds confidence, confidence breeds hope, and hope breeds peace. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
Well, Mount Home took the timeout right after Jake McGee got the layup with 1:45 left to play in the third quarter. Russellville up 43-36. Donnie May will walk the ball into the front. Well, actually, he'll give it to Sims, who will walk the ball across the timeline. Sims drills from the left side, gives it to May. May is going to drill it into the lane. Has a shot blocked from behind, but also draws contact. He'll head to the free throw line with a minute and a half left of the third. Reed Ellison picks up his first personal foul. That's the third team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. So Donnie May, so far 0-for-1 at the free throw line with 21 points. First free throw is up and in. So one more free throw for May to shoot. May's second shot is up, and he gets both. Donnie May now with 23 points, 45-36. Cyclones up, minute and a half left. Here's Ellison throwing it to McGee, who gets it into the front court. McGee tries to throw it back to Ellison. He couldn't handle the pass. Stolen by Sims. He's back the other way, going in for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 1:19 left to play in the third. Reed Ellison picks up his second personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against the Bombers here in the second half. So Grayson Sims at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 9 points so far this evening, all from behind the arc. Sims' first free throw is up and good. So he's now in double figures. And it's a double-digit lead for the Cyclones, too. Sims' second shot is up, and he gets both. So Grayson Sims with 11 points, 47-36, Cyclones up. Ellison takes an inbound pass, gets it into the front court. Finds Proctor on the right side near the corner. Pass goes into Walker in the lane. Now to Tabor. He's going to go up for the shot. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Dawson Tabor goes to the line for the three-point play with 1:07 left to play in the third quarter. Brett Wilbers picks up his second personal foul. That's the 15th foul against Russellville here in the second half. This will be Dawson Tabor's first free throw of the night. He has 5 points so far this evening. And he'll stay that way as he misses the free throw. The rebound comes to Russellville. May will walk the ball into the front court. 1 minute left. It's a 9-point Cyclone advantage. May gets out of a double team. His pass is stolen by Proctor. Back come the Bombers. Proctor dribbles towards the free throw line. Has the ball, his pocket picked and stolen by Caleb Carter. Back comes Russellville. Here's May with it. 40 seconds left to play. I don't know if the Cyclones will hold for the last shot of the period or not. Carter has up at the top. He's met by a double team. Now gives it to May. May's going to dribble into the lane. Now kicks out to Vines on the right side. Up top to Carter. Now May has it once again. Down to 25. May gives it to Carter on the right. Back up top to May. Down to 20. May's trying to drill out of a double team. Now throws it up top to Sims. 15 seconds. Back to May. Looks like they are going to hold for the last shot of the period. 10 seconds left. May's going to dribble to the three-point line. His shot will not go. Ball is knocked around, goes out of bounds, and we've reached the end of the quarter as the buzzer sounds. So 8 minutes left to play in this one. Our score at the end of three, Russellville leading Mountain Home 47-38. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.